Good Thursday morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner on FM 95.7 KQWC. Pat Powers with you. It's a pleasure speaking with a very good friend of mine, Jeff Stein, as we learned about a big program coming to Kendall Young Library this weekend. It's all about Dwayne and Floppy. And Jeff Stein, very good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Pat. This is something that I know you have encouraged me to bring this little traveling road show to Webster City for a while, and I'm happy we're going to be able to do it this Saturday.
Indeed, starting at 3 o'clock there at KYL. So for those people who are not around, Jeff, from the late 50s into the 80s, Dwayne and Floppy had a big following, and you have all the information that what we can learn coming up this weekend.
One of the things that folks don't understand is that today's television bears very little relationship to television in the earliest days, in the 50s, 60s, as you mentioned. Much more local programming. And even though radio has evolved over the course of time, great radio stations still are local with a lot of local programs. Well, in the earliest days of television, you didn't have a connection with a network. You had to fulfill certain educational requirements, and so various stations would have children's programming with a little bit of education, but mostly entertainment. And that's how, at WHO TV 13, a staff announcer named Dwayne Ellett became a children's program host. He was an amateur ventriloquist, actually was a woodworker in the garage as a hobby, and someone said, you know, you ought to do some programming with the Animal Rescue League folks, and that way kids can learn about animals. And so Dwayne created a puppet, which became ultimately known as Floppy. And Dwayne and Floppy started with folks from the Rescue League to talk about pets, but they became so popular. Dwayne taught himself ventriloquism, and they wound up getting their own daily show. And it included cartoons, and that begat personal appearances, which begat the state fair. And so it became, for 30 years, a phenomenon, not just on television, but also at community events. And that's what made Dwayne and Floppy so unique. A lot of us grew up with Betty Lou in the House with the Magic Window, or over in Mason City, Bart Curran with Bart's Clubhouse. But what was unique about Dwayne and Floppy is they would go to your community and entertain as part of a festival. They do stage shows at the state fair. And so they were personified beyond the TV screen, and that's why 60 years after the show first went on the air, more than that, almost 65, folks still have a great fondness for Dwayne and the puppet named Floppy.
As a matter of fact, Jeff, you did programs there at one of the museums there in Des Moines reflecting on Dwayne and Floppy. There was a Floppy Film Festival, too, I believe.
And that's how it all started. I grew up watching Dwayne and Floppy, and that was right in my wheelhouse as a kid. And as part of my work on broadcast history and preservation, the folks at Channel 13 said, hey, we've got some old films and some outmoded videotapes. Could you digitize these so that they will live on for other generations? And so I did that, and then that led to interest from the State Historical Society. I was serving on the board at the time, and we did, to your point, and I think it's been more than 15 years, we did Floppy Film Festivals showing clips and sold out the auditorium a couple of different times. We had to add shows, and this was, again, long after the show had gone off the air. And so it just shows that, first, quality material, quality entertainment never goes out of style. And second, the memories we have as children, those are the ones that we hold as the most fond memories as we begin to age. And so this is a great opportunity to relive some of the clips. I'm not going to talk a lot. I'll talk some, but it's more important that we share clips Saturday of Dwayne and Floppy throughout their 30 years on television, which was quite a pivotal time in the development of the state.
And I believe you will probably have some highlights from Floppy's Christmas Adventure, which dates back to 1966. It was a revived, oh golly, Jeff, about 20 years ago on WHO TV, but sadly, it hasn't been shown ever since on TV, but it's only on DVD that you have.
We've had the great fortune of carrying these memories forward to your point, and so I put together, with the help of Channel 13 and Duane's family, we have a series of DVDs, and yes, one of them does contain the classic Floppy's Christmas Adventure one-hour program, and it's such a throwback to how local television was done, and it's just it's heartwarming, it's funny, and that really, I think, is the secret to their lasting success. And so, yes, we have a series of DVDs where it has a classic episode where Batman visited the Floppy Show.
Right.
And Duane and Adam West start one-upping each other with jokes and leaves the poor children behind. But it's entertaining to watch years later. The 30th anniversary program, which was done literally a month before Duane Ellett's untimely passing at only age 65. And so not only did we do the DVDs, there's a book that we partnered with Arcadia Publishing with all manner of photos that tells the story as well. So we'll be drawing upon those resources at the Kendall Young Library on Saturday, and we'll also have copies of the book and copies of the DVDs if folks wish to purchase them for Floppy fans in their lives.
Indeed. So again, it's going to be a fun program coming to Kendall Young Library Saturday afternoon beginning at 3 o'clock. It's all free, and that'll be at the lower level of the library there in Webster City for your program with Duane and Floppy with Jeff Stein. So hopefully get some people over to that.
Well, I hope so. And, you know, I always go through the presentation again, even though I've given it a number of times. And I did that this morning, and it's just an excuse for me to watch it, frankly, watch the clips. I say it's to make sure they play in the computer, Pat, but I do it just so I can watch them. And, yes, it's going to be great memories. If you remember Duane and Floppy, mm-hmm. you'll come away with a smile. And if not, you'll hear what all the fuss is about.
Yeah. Jeff, since we also have you on the line, let's talk about two programs we air each day on KQWC. One is the Iowa Almanac that just this year is on 7 days a week, and also the Iowa Business Report that we have Monday through Fridays at about 7:45 in the morning.
This is where I just don't know when to stop, I guess, right? I mean, I'm just trying to keep up with your workload, and so I have to create these additional programs, and it's really been so much fun. Iowa Almanac is a This Day in Iowa History, and we're in our 11th year. We've done more than 400, and as you know, now it's 7 days a week. And it occurs to me that we're just very shy people in the state of Iowa, and sometimes we need to stand up and shout and say, you know, a lot of great things have happened in this state. In fact, something unique each day in history. And so it's a great deal of fun telling those stories. And even if it's something that you think you know a bit about, hopefully we've put just enough spin on it to give it a unique angle or something you didn't know. That's the Iowa Almanac, as you said, in the 6 o'clock hour. And then the 7 o'clock hour, the Iowa Business Report is something tied to business, the economy, small business in particular in the state of Iowa. It's not a stock report or anything like that, but it's people who know what they're talking about, sharing information about industry trends, the business that they run, etc. And that's been a really gratifying thing. We've done that now, the weekday version, I guess, 5 years already.
Mm-hmm. So again, we have Jeff Stein's 7 days a week, about 6:20-ish for the business, the Iowa Almanac, and then we have the Iowa Business Report that's on Monday through Fridays about 7:45 right here on KQWC Radio.
And I'm very grateful for the opportunity to talk to the good folks in the Webster City area and be part of the Pat mm-hmm. Powers Morning Experience.
There you go, the morning experience. But anyway, it's a lot of information that we provide each day. But once again, folks, come on over to Kendall Young Library this Saturday, April 5th, for the Duane and Floppy program offered by Jeff Stein. You'll be able to buy some books and also some DVDs to show to your kids and reflect what TV was all about about 60 so years ago for Duane and Floppy.
And it's an earlier time, a simpler time,
yes.
And I guarantee, smile on your face.
Duane Ellett, but again, Jeff Stein joining me on KQWC on this Thursday. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today.
It is a privilege, Pat. Thanks so much.